Listen to it fizz. First aid for relief from headache, Alka-Seltzer.
From acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer.
From cold discomfort, Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Everyone, well, say, we're mighty happy you can be with us today because I know you're going to enjoy meeting our special board of quiz kids. You know, the 29th National 4-H Club Congress opens here in Chicago today. Nearly 2,000 boys and girls from all 48 states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico, as well as young guests from 11 foreign countries are here for this great event. All of these young people from rural communities are winners, having captured state championships in some farm project or activity. And we have five outstanding 4-H Club members, selected especially by the National 4-H Club Committee, appearing as quiz kids this afternoon, plus a studio audience made up of 4-H Club members from every state in the union. Say, I'll tell you, let's hear from the gang out there. Let's hear some noise so the folks back home will know that you got here all right. How about it? Well, I told you they were here, and they certainly are. And a great bunch of kids, too. And on hand to welcome our quiz kids from the farm, we have 2 7-year-old city quiz kids, Harvey Deitch and little Melvin Miles. Now then, let's get acquainted with our young farmers, so here we go with roll call. Wilburn?
I'm Wilburn Hayes. Houstonia, Missouri, and attend Houstonia High School.
All right, next we have Albert.
Albert Holt. I attend Spartanburg High School, and I live in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Nancy?
Nancy McCauley, Hagerstown High School, Hagerstown, Maryland.
Diane?
Diane Mathry, DeKalb, Illinois.
And Sally Lou?
I'm Sally Lou Oldham from Blackfoot High School, Blackfoot, Idaho. And incidentally, Mr. Kelly, I have brought with me some Idaho bakers, and I'd like to present these potatoes to you and to our little quiz kids we have here today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's mighty thoughtful of you. Fine. You shouldn't have done that, but I'm glad you did. Because I'm a great one for Idaho bakers, especially the Irish type, you know. Yeah. All right, thanks again. Now then, let's get along here. Here's our first question, and it's from Mrs. Dorothy Bolin of Chicago, and it combines farming with history. I'm going to read you clues about a farmer who became famous in American history, and you kids are to try to identify him. Here's the first part. From plantation slave to Iowa State College. Very famous person. Sonny?
Was that George Washington Irving?
What was it again?
George Washington Irving?
No. You're partly right, though. Albert?
Would that be George Washington Carver?
George Washington Carver! That's the point, Albert! How about this next one? From a Virginia plantation to Federal Hall, Wall Street. Sally Lou?
Oh, I take my hand back.
Oh, you take your hand back? All right, just so you don't take your potatoes back. How about it? From a Virginia plantation to Federal Hall, Wall Street. Diane.
Might that be George Washington?
George Washington, that's right, Diane. That's correct. Our first question. Mm-hmm. Now, this question is from Mrs. Charlene O'Brien of New York, and it calls for a discussion. You kids are asked to tell us what experience you've had on the farm that was the most exciting or, unusual. Who would like to start this off? What experience have you had on the farm that was very exciting or most unusual? Nancy's got her hand up. All right, Nancy, you start it off.
Well, I don't know if it would exactly be on the farm, but I'm also interested in cattle besides sewing, and I think that the most thrilling experience I have is when I take my cattle into the show ring and then come out with a blue ribbon.
Well,
if I can get one.
Oh, that blue ribbon, you betcha my boots. How about the rest of you kids now? Sally Lou?
Well, Mr. Kelly, you put this on a farm. I don't live on the farm.
Oh, is...
But I have taken some projects which might be considered farm projects. For instance, an insect activity in which I raised and collected insects.
Well, good
and
for you.
I really enjoyed this because I found that I started out with a great fear of insects, now I can laugh at people who are afraid of them.
Well, that's very, very good, Sally Lou. And let's see now, who else do we have to hear from? Sonny?
Well, I think my greatest experience was when I was 9 years old, just starting in at 4-H. My father took sick in the middle of our cropping season, and... Since we only had the one tractor, I had to finish plowing the corn and harvesting the crops that year by myself.
Well, how many acres have you gotten?
320.
320? Oh, boy, that was really a big lot of corn. I'll bet you had to get up earlier than usual to get the chores done, too, didn't you?
You bet, Mr. Kelly.
You betcha, uh-huh. All right, Albert, how about you now?
Well, I can't think of any exciting experience that has happened to me on the farm, but I enjoy working with livestock and cattle, and through working with them, I've learned that they have a brain almost like that of a human. I mean, they understand you, and if you work with them long enough, they get to know you and will just work with you in perfect coordination and show ring. And I think that an animal has a great place on the farm.
Well, good for you, Albert. That's very, very interesting. Uh-huh. And lastly, Diane.
Well, I won't say this is my greatest experience, but it's an experience. It was the first day I tried driving a tractor, and there were two fields to plow, which was perfectly okay, but the thing I didn't remember was there was a fence between them.
Oh! That's cute, isn't it? That's all right, Diane. Well, all of these different things that you kids have told us, I'm sure everybody enjoyed hearing about them. Now, kids, for this question here from Mrs. Paula Stark of New York, you are to pretend you're judging a Guernsey dairy cow at a fair. Now, just how would the cow have to measure up before you could give her a blue ribbon, like we were talking about a while ago? And let's see, Nancy?
Well, since I have Guernsey cattle at home, well, I'm more interested in them. But I think, when you have four in a class, well, you have to judge if they have straight legs, a straight top line, consider a clean-cut head, and their barrel, and their udder, and, their neck, just almost every point of a cow.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very, very good, Nancy. Very good. Uh-huh. Now, as I said earlier, kids, our little 7-year-old city quiz kids, Harvey Deitch and Melvin Miles, they came down to meet you 4-H Club boys and girls because they're very anxious to learn all about the farm. So I'm going to let them ask you a question of their own from time to time. Now, Harvey, suppose you go right ahead and ask these boys and girls one of your questions right now.
Are there any animals or creatures on the farm you do not like and why?
Boy, now, that's really a question I want to tell you. Who would like to answer this question that Harvey has just posed for us? All right, Nancy?
Well, I think that's a difficult question for a farm person because when you live on the farm, you get to like all animals, and there's none that you exactly dislike. I mean, if you do, you learn to like them gradually.
You like them all. Mm-hmm. Well, how about you, Sonny? What would you say?
I agree with Nancy that most animals on there, some of them may be... The wild animals may be harmful at first. They always have enough good points and good deeds to do for the farmer that to kind of bounce things up.
I see. And Sally Lou?
Well, I don't live on the farm, as I said before, but I do have heard that, of course, our weasels and some of the other predatory animals are very definitely not wanted on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Elbert?
Did he say farm animals?
Yeah. Well, yes, our...
Farm animals? Well, I don't know of a farm animal that isn't loved and is very useful on the farm.
Uh-huh. Diane?
Well, I was going to say something like that, too, Mr. Kelly. The only thing I could think of were probably little mice, which just give me the shivers, but then you find them in the city, too, I guess. But
yes.
As far as animals on the farm are concerned, I think I can think of nothing that I'd like to see better than a little black Angus calf.
Well, I think Harvey said something about creatures there, so... The little mice you talked about came out all right. Well, now, you 4-H Club quiz kids are really on your toes. And now then, little 7-year-old Melvin Miles wants to ask you farm quiz kids a question. We'll give him a minute to get ready while we listen to our announcer, Bob Murphy.
Thanks, Joe. You know, friends, you can't really be sure about anything until you try it yourself. For example, you can't know how quickly and easily Alka-Seltzer can help relieve acid indigestion until you try it. So do this. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Then next time you have acid indigestion because you've eaten too much or too fast or something you've eaten doesn't agree with you, take Alka-Seltzer. Just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, and then drink it down. It tastes good, and it makes you feel better in a hurry. That's right. Just see how fast the alkalizing properties in Alka-Seltzer begin to soothe and ease that uncomfortable, stuffy feeling in your stomach. Again, I want to say, try it. Yes, try Alka-Seltzer. If you're not completely satisfied, your money will be refunded.
All right, 4-H'ers, back to more schoolwork. Now, say, Melvin, as I told them, I'd like for you to ask a question about here. Do you have one ready there?
Sure, Mr. Kelly.
All right.
4-H'ers, I would like to know why barns are usually painted red.
Why barns are usually painted red. Now, there is a toughie. Sonny?
Well, I don't believe there's any special reason. That's just a matter of the opinion of the person that's painting it, mostly.
Oh? Well, what were you going to say, Sally Lou? You had your hand up.
Well, I believe it originally started out that was the pigment that they had available at the particular farms.
Uh-huh. Fine. What answer you got on your question there, Melvin?
Oh, Mr. Kelly, this is one that I sort of would like to know myself. So.
You don't have an answer on the card. Well, I guess between Sonny and Sally Lou, they told us just why they're usually painted red. Right now, a word about the Alka-Seltzer awards given away every Sunday, friends. The questions used on our program are sent in by you listeners, of course. When a question is answered correctly, the Alka-Seltzer award is a fine Zenith transoceanic portable radio. For example, that's what Mrs. Ida Perkins of St. Louis, Missouri receives for her question if it's answered correctly. Let's try it and see what happens. Now, her question is, she says, you know birds make nests. But Mrs. Ida Perkins, who sent the question, says she is told that a big fat sow makes a nest, and she wants to know whether she is being kidded. How about that? Sonny?
I've heard a sow's making a bed, but not a nest.
Well, that would be practically the same
practically
thing.
Practically the same thing.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's for sure that they do. Sometimes they try and go as far away as possible from the pen and make a nest with the shelter. Well, like I said, Mrs. Ida Perkins of St. Louis, Missouri, gets a dandy Zenith transoceanic portable radio that gives worldwide reception no matter where you are. Now, if you had missed, she would have had a choice between a Zenith television set and a large console Zenith radio phonograph combination. That television set is the Zenith Buchanan, friends, and believe me, it has everything. A new super-range chassis to ensure the ultimate in performance, the sensational built-in picture magnet aerial, single-knob automatic tuning, and the Glareband black tube for clearer pictures. The large console radio phonograph plays all types of records and has AM and FM radio. If you would like to try for one of these fine Zeniths, send in a question for our radio program. Address your questions to Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. Now, this question from Grace Wilson of Detroit, Michigan, really tests the all-around skill of you 4-H'ers. We know you're all good farmers, but Mrs. Wilson wants to know, well, she wants to test your ability in the kitchen. I'm going to ask two of you youngsters to help me. Diane, how are you at cooking?
I'll wait to see, I guess.
Well, anyway, you come on down here at the table and put on an apron. And, Sonny, how about you? Of course, we know that you know about Hereford cattle, but we want to test your ability as a cook, too. So you come on down here alongside of Diane. And on this table here, kids, are all the ingredients for a cake. You two must pretend you have exactly 5 minutes to get a cake in the oven. This is going to be good. So when I say go, Sonny, you talk as fast as you can and tell Diane what to do and help her to do it. and the two of you see whether you can get the cake batter stirred up and in the pan for baking in a minute. And say, Melvin and Harvey, now you kids can help out too. You know, beat eggs and do whatever Sonny asks you to do. Are you all set? Come on down here, Melvin and Harvey. Get down here by the table. Oh, wait a minute. We have a hand up. Diane, what do you want to say, honey?
Any coaching, Mr. Kelly?
Huh?
Any coaching?
You mean you're going to coach insofar as Sonny is concerned? Huh?
Is that legal?
Well, he's to tell you what to do, see? Oh, boy, that's what really makes it tough. All right, are you all set? Now get ready. 1, 2, 3, go. Come on, Sonny, get in there now. Tell her what to do. Mix the dry ingredients in with the butter. All right. Yes. Hurry up now. This is a race, really. Yeah. All right.
Yes, be proper.
Can I help any here?
Yeah.
Huh?
Take eggs and stir them up in that.
Well, let's put Melvin and Harvey. What do you want them to do?
They break the eggs.
Break the eggs and put them in the the hipper dipper there. That's it. Yeah. Wait a minute. You got your sleeve in the flour there. Yeah. All right. Hurry up there, fellas. Are they doing all right? Well, Harvey missed the thing there. We've got one in, one out. All right. Mix them up. We're going to be a little short. A little short on eggs, but heavy on shells, I think, yeah. All right, here we go. Come on, boys, give them the old 1-2 business there. That's the stuff. Say, Diane's really
put
going. Put the milk in. Don't forget the milk. Yeah. What else, Sonny?
Well, after she gets the milk in, you can put the eggs in. We'll stir them up.
Well, do you think the eggs are stirred enough?
They ought to be.
Yeah. The boys are working on this egg stir here like they're cranking a tractor or something like that. All right.
I'll pour the eggs in.
Pour the eggs in. Melvin, you get around there real quick. Now, hurry up. This time really counts. Yeah.
Put a little of this in.
Yeah, what's that? Put a little of this. What
vanilla.
Do you mean? Oh, vanilla? All right. Okay, Sonny. All right. And what else now? Stir it up. All right. Have we left anything out? I mean, besides that egg that fell on the floor. Huh?
Huh?
Oh, well, let's put the baking powder in there. All right, how much you put in there?
Sonny? Oh, about a teaspoon.
About a teaspoon. Yeah. Say, listen here, you know... What?
I'll put another teaspoon.
What does that say on the little spoon there? Huh? Is that a level or a heaping, as we say when we're baking cake?
A level.
A level? Well, then this cake is really on the level. All right, here we go. Yeah.
Stir it up.
Say, it looks good. Yeah, huh? I don't know, Sonny's only stomach here. Well, I'll tell you, I saw some of those eggshells in there myself. How we doing now, huh? What do we do after we get this all whipped into shape here?
Put it in the pan.
Put in the pan? Which is the cake pan here, Sonny? Oh, is that it?
This is like
a dish. Oh, that looks like a dish pan. Well, all right. Have to dish out the cake anyway. All right. Hurry up now. We got about 2 minutes and, 20 seconds we've used up. All right? Okay, fine and dandy. They did it. Look here. Well, fine. 2 minutes and 30 seconds whipping up that cake. Well, congratulations to you, Diane, and especially to you, Sonny. I'll tell you right now, these farm boys and girls can tackle anything, and they usually succeed, believe me. Now, friends, the president of the National Society for Crippled Children and Adults is here to present a special award to the Quiz Kids program this afternoon, and we're very, very happy to have him here and to have all you folks meet him. And here he is, Mr. Gerard M. Ungaro. Now, Mr. Ungaro, I'm going to ask little Harvey Deitch and Melvin Miles to step up to the microphone with you because they are representing the Quiz Kids today.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Kelly, and I'm happy to present them with a certificate of appreciation on behalf of the National Society for Crippled Children and Adults. I should like to read it to these two boys, if I may, and it says, to the Quiz Kids, Joe Kelly, its able master of ceremonies, and its sponsor, Miles Laboratories, for the nationwide impetus which they have joined in giving to special education for crippled children by the invaluable participant recognition on this radio program. They have thus encouraged public understanding and the supportive services to crippled children by the National Society and its state and local affiliates throughout the nation, and here it is, boys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Gerard M. Ungaro. Now, kids, let's get back to more questions. Say, we're having a lot of fun this afternoon. Mrs. Rose Greenberg, New York, asks this next question. Feather and faggot are not only found in the farmyard, they are terms found where? Feather and faggot. Sally Lou?
I believe that would be in sewing.
In sewing, that's right, because in sewing, they are stitches. That's very, very good. Say, Harvey, have you got another question you'd like to ask there?
Yes.
All right.
Now, 4-H'ers, I would like to know, what animal on the farm is most profitable?
All right, Harvey, you could take the hands
Albert?
Up.
Oh, well, I believe a cow is, because they produce the milk, which is which contains more helpful foods for energy than any other food.
Okay, Diane.
Well, Harvey, being a cattle feeder myself, I might not agree with that. It really depends on what you're looking for. Now, you remember when you have cows on your farm, Harvey, that you have to get up real early in the morning and milk them. And you have to stay home at night. You can't go away at night because you've got to stay home and milk them. And so it just sort of depends on what you're looking for. Now, if you just want to shovel them something to eat and then ship them off and sell them, well, then that's something different. That's what I do, so I go away at night then.
All right, Harvey. Well, now you just remember all those things, won't you? That's a boy. Now then, here's an interesting observation. More people catch cold on Monday than any other day of the week. Do you want to explain that, Bob Murphy?
Well, that's what the facts show, Joe. And during the rest of this month and all of next month, over 21 million people can expect to have colds.
That's a lot of colds. And whether a cold starts on Monday or any other day, it can make you feel pretty miserable. I always keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand during the cold-catching season.
And when you feel a cold coming on, you start taking Alka-Seltzer?
You bet I do, Robert. I follow the directions to the letter. They are right there in the Alka-Seltzer package, you know.
And Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better, doesn't it, Joe?
And how? That miserable, feverish ache and every bone feeling that you usually have with a cold, Alka-Seltzer really helps that. And I like to use it as a gargle, too. It's easy, friends. You just drop a couple of Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and gargle with this solution. It certainly eases the raspy sore throat that sometimes comes with a cold.
Joe, then you recommend Alka-Seltzer for relief from cold misery?
That's just what I've been saying. Alka-Seltzer can be worth its weight in gold when you're suffering with a cold. Now, just remember that, folks. Well, say, Melvin, it's about time we heard from you again. Have you got a question there to ask the 4-H
yes,
Club
Mr.
kids?
Kelly. Well, 4-H'ers, I would like to know, which do you think has the most fun, the city children or the farm children? And what makes you think so?
How about that now? Let's start off with Albert on this.
I think the farm boy or girl has a lot more fun or pleasures because you have, more or less, so you have the wide open spaces to have fun in. And in the city, you're cooped up in a little hotel room or apartment house, and you just sit around all day and almost wither.
All right, Albert. Now, who else wants to give us an opinion on this? Nancy?
Well, I think there's advantages and disadvantages to living both places. I think that in the country, just as Albert has said, that you get good clean air and there's a lot of open spaces and all. But then there's the problem of transportation to town whenever you want to go. And on Saturday night, especially if you don't have bus service and only one car in the family, well, that presents a problem.
Well, of course, you can always go in on the tractor, can't you? Sonny, how about you?
Well, I have to agree with Albert that the farm kids have more fun. There may be some disadvantages to it about transportation, but I don't seem to bother.
Mm-hmm. Sally Lou?
Well, I think the city kid visiting on a farm has the most fun. I definitely do not like a large city. I like either the small city or the farm. But I think that the city kid living and visiting on the farm would have the most fun.
All right, fine. Well, now, try this one from the Alka-Seltzer question box. It was sent in by Herbert Freewald of Chicago. What form of entertainment popular on the farm long ago do the following songs suggest? And you must get 2 out of 3. All right, Howard, let's have number 1. Diane?
I believe that's the flight of the bumblebee.
That's right, the flight of the bumblebee.
Popular quite a while ago was the spelling bee.
Spelling bee or quilting bee, right, uh-huh. And here's number 2. Albert?
Well, that is jingle bells, and that would be the bells on the sleighs.
Yes, but entertainment, would it...
Sleigh ride.
Sleigh riding, that's the idea. And how about this one? Sally Lou?
That would be square dancing.
That square dancing is right, uh-huh. Well, you know, it seems that square dancing is becoming very popular again these days. I wonder whether you young folks do a lot of square dancing, and would anyone volunteer to call a square dance for us? Sonny? All right. Well, now, say we have a caller, and all we need is someone to follow the calls. Oh, I say, I got an idea. Harvey and Melvin, how about our getting down there and doing a do-si-do or two as Sonny calls it out? And all of you kids here in the audience, you can clap your hands to the tune of the song that Howard is going to play for us. All right. You all set over there, Sonny? All right, here we go. Start calling.
Hold your hands, sir, the ring. Holy bounce, holy swing. Yeah, up the lift, build that hand.
Bring them around,
around there. Once and a half, you can around. Once and a half, all the way around. Lead you now. Swing
up. There
you go. Swing around, Melvin. That's the old stuff. Bash, yeah, your partner's off. Bash, yeah, your legs. Back, shoulders. Give a little whirl and walk away with a left hand
girl. Home you go. Oh, dear. Well, say, that was sharp but sweet. And, of course, there's our bell. But before you're dismissed, I have something important to say to you, 4-H Club quiz kids, and to our friends listening in. But first, here's something else that's important.
Friends, don't take chances. Don't guess that you and your family get enough of the essential vitamins. Make sure they do by seeing that each member takes 1-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Millions are handicapped because they do not get enough vitamins. If you have not given this matter much thought, it's high time you did. You can't keep feeling your best or looking your best unless you get enough vitamins. 1-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against a lack of any or all of the vitamins known to be essential. Ask for and insist on getting 1-a-day brand, the vitamins with the big one on the carton. Their potency is guaranteed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, say, you know, it's really been a treat having you 4-H Club boys and girls appear as quiz kids on our program. I know the folks back home are mighty, mighty proud of you. And you will each receive a $100 savings bond from our sponsor, makers of Alka-Seltzer, to help you with your future education. And the very best of luck to all of you. I know you're going to have a wonderful week here in Chicago. How about you folks here in the studio, you young 4-H clubbers? Have you had a good time so far this afternoon? Well, good for you. And now, friends, a word about next Sunday. We're going to have 5 prominent members of Lions International here in school, 3 vice presidents, a past international president, and the director general of this great organization to compete with 5 of our quiz kids. It's really going to be another battle royal, another exciting quiz kids competition that you won't want to miss. So plan to be with us, won't you? Until next Sunday, then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing today's 4-H Club quiz kids. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to the Quiz Kids coast to coast every Sunday afternoon and see and hear Alka-Seltzer's Quiz Kids television show on NBC. Consult your local newspaper for time and station. This is Bob Murphy speaking.
Have fun with Phil and Alice tonight on NBC.